You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Zipcar, Ford Go Bikes, Scoot, shared vehicles are multiplying like rabbits in the Bay Area. Just this month, a company called Jump rolled its electric bikes onto San Francisco's streets. And across the Bay, Gig Car Share is doubling its fleet of black Priuses. Gig started last spring in Berkeley and Oakland. And KALW's transportation reporter Eli Wertschafter says they're looking to expand to nearby cities, including San Francisco. Eli is here in the studio with me now. Hey, Eli.
Hey, Hannah.
So car sharing has been around for a while now, but it's still not familiar to everyone. Remind us how it works.
Yeah, so car sharing is basically short-term car rental. So you can rent a car for a couple hours or even a couple minutes, whatever you need to get to the grocery store or wherever you're going. Car sharing can be great for people who don't have a car, like me. I mostly bike and take BART, but there are those times when, you know, you just need a car.
Right. So what are the different options for car sharing in the Bay Area right now?
Well, the biggest ones are Zipcar and Getaround. Zipcar is owned by Avis, the rental company, and you've probably seen Zipcar spots around BART stations scattered around town.
Right.
And to use it, you find a car near you, you reserve it online or with your phone, you drive it around, and then you bring it back to the place where you found it.
Okay.
Getaround is a little different than Zipcar because the cars belong to individuals. So think of it kind of like Airbnb, but for cars. You're renting someone else's car while they're not using it, and then you take it back to their house.
Okay.
So you had Zipcar and Getaround, and then last spring, a new player entered the market, and this one's called Gig Car Share. Mm-hmm. It's actually owned by AAA, and this is their first car share operation in the U.S., and they launched it in Oakland and Berkeley. It's the first car share service in the Bay Area that you can use for one-way trips.
Okay, one-way trips. So that's different from what was available before?
Yeah, so before there were really only round-trip services. You need to bring the car back to where you found it.
Mm-hmm.
And full disclosure, I've been using Gig Car Share myself for several months now. So I open up this app on my phone, and the first thing it shows me is a map showing places where there are gig cars nearby. So the way it works, you find a car on your phone, you unlock the car with your phone once you get to the car, and then you could drive it to any parking spot within the program's coverage area.
Okay.
And right now that includes most of Berkeley and Oakland, actually excludes some of the hills, and it excludes most of East Oakland. But wherever you take it within that area, you can leave it in a public parking spot.
You just leave it.
Right. You don't need to return it to where you found it. And that's it. I just walk away.
So what does that cost?
It's $2.50 a mile with a maximum charge of $15 per hour. So it's not as cheap as public transit, but the prices are competitive with Lyft and Uber.
Right, which people use a lot.
Yep.
Okay, so you said you can park in any parking space. Mm-hmm. What about spaces with meters?
Yeah, so Gig has a deal with the cities of Berkeley and Oakland so that you can park one of their cars in a metered spot and you don't have to pay. And that's crucial because you want to be able to park in downtown areas. And in general, with these systems, the more places you can leave the car, the more useful the service is. So Gig Car Share right now is limited to a more densely populated area of Berkeley and Oakland, but that area has gradually expanded since the program started last spring. And they could grow to include other cities. The president of Gig Car Share, his name is Jason Haidt, said officials in neighboring cities, including San Francisco, are encouraging them to come there, too.
The staff of SFMTA has been supportive of the one-way car share concept, and in fact, they're presenting to committee next month.
He also told me that this month and over the next couple weeks, Gig is doubling the size of their fleet. They had 250 cars out on the street. Now they're going to have 500. That's a little KALW exclusive. We're the first to report that.
All right. Sounds like a lot of cars on the street that virtually anybody can drive. What if they, you know, somebody leaves them in a place they're not supposed to, like in a red zone, in front of a fire hydrant?
Right. Well, I mean, Gig has driver's license and credit cards for all their users, and they also have every car tracked by GPS. So
they will track you down.
They will track you down. If the company needs to hold someone accountable for parking illegally or, I mean, stealing a car, they have ways to do that. They also have a team of employees that are running out and servicing the cars. They're filling the tanks. They could also move the cars if they're parked illegally or in the way of street sweeping. But I think what you're talking about, cars getting left in undesirable places, that's definitely a risk with this kind of stationless car sharing.
Yeah.
And you can get similar problems with stationless bike sharing, which has also surged in recent years, especially in China. It's huge in China. And you see news reports and photos from China of people just abandoning their shared bikes in the middle of the sidewalk.
Mm.
So I think cities have an important role in deciding how to regulate vehicle sharing.
Okay, so what is in it for the cities? Why would cities want to work with a car share program?
Okay, so the cities do get some money from GIG. The GIG is paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to the cities of Oakland and Berkeley, mostly for these parking permits. So someone is paying for that meter. But besides that, you know, car sharing in general is shown to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And some users are also able to sell their cars or postpone buying a car. So that's fewer cars taking up parking.
Okay.
Studies at UC Berkeley found that every shared car can take between 7 to 13 private cars off the road.
So you said GIG car share is owned by AAA. Why is AAA getting into the car share business?
Really, AAA is one of a bunch of players getting into the game of vehicle sharing that didn't used to be in the business of providing transportation, of providing rides to places. So think of Ford sponsoring Go Bikes or GM, which runs a car share program too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an agreement among these companies and among experts who study transportation that vehicle sharing will become more and more popular. And there's this vision that a lot of them have that in the future, we're going to rely on shared fleets of electric driverless cars. So all these companies kind of want a place for themselves in that future. The official line from AAA is that they want to serve the next generation of drivers. Of course, AAA is also an insurance provider. So
yes,
it may be a strategy to get into the insurance market of the future as well.
All right, Eli, thank you.
Thank you, Hannah.